This is the Social Media Church Podcast, episode number 72. My name is DJ Chuang, and this is the podcast for conversations with church leaders about social media. Welcome to all of you who are new listeners to the Social Media Church Podcast, and welcome back to those of you who are already subscribers and continue to listen in. I'm reverting back to my usual technique of recording these episodes, not wearing my headset, just talking straight into the microphone, and not with a lot of notes to prepare my conversation with you. This is a conversation when you add to it, and I don't want to be talking by myself to myself. We've got a good number of downloads, averaging somewhere between 100 and 200 on most episodes, and I do need to offer a correction to the number I stated on episode 71. We have not yet crossed the 20,000 download threshold. We crossed the 18,000 download threshold is what I meant to say. But again, I didn't have my notes in front of me, and I'm doing quite a bit out of my head for a very streamlined operation here. We do have almost 2,000 unique repeats. So we've got a sizable audience who are listening to Social Media Church. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to be announcing a new partnership for sharing our content through syndication with a new audience. And I'll be sharing more about that as the data gets all synced up and imported and exported and all of that ready for that expansion of our partnership. And a shout out and a thank you to Brian Alexander for the tweet in response to another way to share content that is already being generated by churches, and that is the worship songs set list. And he attends Forest Hills Church. I'll go ahead and add a link in the show notes to that church so you can see what they're doing on social media. The little Instagram graphic art that Brian puts together on his own accord is on his Instagram feed. I'll add a link there also. And would love to hear other ideas that you have for repurposing content that your church is already producing that you share with your church and you share with the public so that we all can learn together about creative and different ways to use social media. Now, on this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you a brief conversation I had with a large church that's just about an hour south of where I live here in Orange County, California. Well, that's where I live. The church is in San Diego, California. On the other side of the recording, I'll also mention to you something I just launched this week while I was waiting for your feedback. Thank you for not overwhelming me with all of your feedback. But I'm here ready to engage in conversation if you are. If you go to socialmediachurch.net, we've got all the social media buttons for Twitter and Facebook and Google+. Got a voicemail line set up for you to drop in. If you happen to be driving on a hands-free smartphone, you can call in. The number is 949-354-3216. You can also text in if you happen to be commuting, and you can email me at socialmediachurch.net. Now, a couple months ago, I got an email from the social media coordinator at the Rock Church in San Diego. Her name is Maggie Madrid. Hi, Maggie. Thanks for the note. And she wanted to share with me and with you the cool things that are happening at the Rock Church and through social media. So at the time, their Facebook page was just exceeding 18,000. And as of this recording, over 20,000 likes with over 4,000 talking about us on that page, and usually past 7,000 talking about the Rock Church. The posts range anywhere from 10 to 200 shares, depending on the topic. We post five times a day, and average reach for each post is 5,000 people or more. And that was a quick note from Maggie. They passed over 1 million views on YouTube and currently working on their Instagram and Twitter presence. So that was a note that I got a couple months ago, and we've been going back and forth, a phone tag, email tag, and trying to connect on a time when we can talk with each other. And last week, I was so privileged to finally connect with their media relations and social media director. Her name is Mei Ling Starkey. And in between the various tasks that she is juggling, and she is managing a team of 20 people on staff that's in the communication section of the church and the academy that's a part of the church's ministry. And she was able to spare 15 minutes while she was en route to another event or something where she had to do some media relations. And as she reports in on some of the latest numbers, you'll get to hear a bit behind the scenes. And even though they've got about 20 people on staff handling parts of communication for the church and the academy and the related ministries, she's also got to be hands-on, as well as mobilizing volunteers. So she'll share with you a bit of the secret of how they're able to do so much on social media in the context of a large church, but not by the staff only, but also empowering the volunteers. And the quick facts about the church before I turn you over to our conversation is the church was launched in February of 2000, one of possibly the largest church openings with over 3,000 in attendance on the first service at San Diego State University. And since that time, they've taken ownership of a former building that belonged to the Navy, and I got to visit the site about a year and a half or 2 years ago. A really great tribute of how they restored the building, preserving its historical meaning while adapting it for the use of the church, as well as the hundreds of ministries that outflow from the church to the community at large. Currently, over 14,000 attend three of its physical campuses, plus another 2,000 attend their online campuses. We touch on just how they manage their online campus and do real-time ministry with people that tune in to hear Pastor Miles McPherson teach and preach and inspire people. And most recently, just a month ago, they launched a new video devotional app called Miles a Minute, and they already have over 50,000 views on their YouTube channel. They've launched their iPad, iPhone, iOS app for those one-minute daily devotionals, and the Android app is coming soon. Here's my conversation with Mei Ling Starkey, the media relations and social media director at the Rock Church of San Diego. Hear the great insights that she has in managing a team, mobilizing communication, get the biggest bang for the buck, and reaching thousands and thousands of people in California and around the world. DJ Chuang here. I'm so glad to connect with Mei Ling Starkey of the Rock Church in San Diego, California. And she wears a lot of hats. We're going to talk about that. She's on the way to somewhere, but able to connect with us on the phone here for Social Media Church Podcast. Thank you, Mei Ling, for taking a few minutes to connect.
Of course. We're so excited.
Well, I know we've had several attempts at getting connected, so even a few minutes is very valuable because you are doing a lot of things there at The Rock, not just you, but I'm sure there's dozens or hundreds or even thousands of people that are active at The Rock. So give us a context for what it is that you do.
Well, I oversee our public relations, our social media at The Rock. We have a team of about 20 people in our communications department, and so that ranges from everything from graphic design, social media, to marketing, to production, and everything in between. So we all sit under the communications umbrella, and we do both things. We do the internal communications of the church, your bulletin, your email newsletter, all the promotional materials that the different ministries need, as well as the external on social media, our TV, radio, newspaper interviews, and things like that. So on any given day, you know, I would say there's never a dull day when you work for a church or nonprofit, because a lot of times you're having to wear a lot of hats. And, you know, we love it. But, yeah, there's always something fun and exciting happening.
Yes, and you work for a very significant ministry of Pastor Miles McPherson. He started the church about 12 or 13 years ago with 3,000 people, I think it was.
Yeah, it started out at San Diego State, and now we have three campuses here in San Diego. Each Sunday, we average about 14,000 physical attendees at those three campuses. And then we also have a live stream that has about 4,000 to 5,000 people each week that tune in to the live stream.
So, wow. Those are incredible numbers.
Yeah, so lots of people we're reaching out to, and, just really the message that most churches have to save people, to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to equip them, and to send them out to do ministry either in their community or internationally.
Yeah, and then your church is known, Pastor Miles is known for Doing Something. That was one of the books that he wrote in a campaign. So it's a very hands-on kind of a church.
Yes, we are, we call Sunday the huddle. Super Bowl's coming up, in a couple weeks. Sunday's our huddle, and we never want to be sitting on the bench or sitting on a pew. We want to be in the game. So Miles always challenges the congregation. Monday through Saturday is the game. So whatever you're passionate about, if you're passionate about surfing, if you're passionate about reaching out to the young adults, taking that passion and gifting that God has given you and getting out into the community and, reaching people for Christ through those things.
Yeah, on the quick facts page on your website, you list over 160 ministries, and I'm guessing you're approaching 200. And then on your Facebook page, you just exceeded 20,000 fans, and you have a lot of engagement on social media, but your role is also involved with public relations. So talk to us a little bit about the connection between traditional media and social media and how you keep your sanity in trying to connect those two.
Well, I don't know about sanity, but, we're not the only, every organization is having to balance and intermix those things. You have the traditional media, newspaper, television, and radio, but all those traditional outlets are engaging in social media. This morning we were on a television news spot, and so we're going to take that television news spot and post it on our social media. A lot of people, miss the news spot, but they still want to catch it. Pastor Miles was just on The Doctors last week, the television show The Doctors, and he was talking about faith and healing, and he unveiled his Miles a Minute app that he has. And so a lot of people didn't catch it the first time around. So we have it posted not only on our website, but also on social media, so people can share that with their friends as well.
Yeah, so you're keeping the information flowing so that people can get it anytime, anywhere, and they're not constrained by happening catching the 11 o'clock newscast, for instance.
Yeah, and it also goes into the vision of, sharing the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. Social media has the power and the ability for people to share those stories. We have a lot of great internal stories, whether it's written stories, video stories, or what we share on the news, that we want to share with the community. So it gives people a really tangible way just to hit share, and then their friends or followers are able to engage in those stories as well, even if they're not believers.
Yeah, so as you push those stories out, let's get a little more hands-on. How do you coordinate collecting those stories, packaging them in a way that's easy to consume and then easy to share? I mean, that can all take quite a bit of work.
Yeah, I always, whenever I speak to nonprofits and churches, no matter what the size, one of the things I always encourage them is to build a volunteer team. You cannot do it on your own. And the reality is God doesn't want us to do it on our own. We have there's people in your congregation at your nonprofit that are really gifted and talented, and they're sitting on gifts and talents they might not even be aware of, or they've forgotten about them for a while. I always think of this woman on our volunteer team. As I shared, on our public relations social media team, we have 6 full-time staff, and then we have about 40 volunteers that work with us, writing stories, taking pictures, doing social media, doing video editing, all these different things. And one of the gals I always share about is a woman who used to be a former writer for the Los Angeles Times. And then she has a whole family and kids, and she really wanted to be committed and stay home and homeschool her kids, but she still had this passion to write. So she approached us and said, hey, do you think I could write with you guys? And we said, we'd love to. So when we do events, when we have things going on, she is one of our eyes and ears on the ground that's collecting those stories. And she also not only does that, but now she mentors some of our college and high school volunteers who want to learn how to write and are going to college, and just teaching them little tricks of the trade.
Wow, that's so amazing. So the secret sauce is really mobilizing and courting the talents that are in your church with the volunteers. And so the staff's role is not to be the bottleneck and to really empower that, coordinate that, maybe provide training. How would you say it?
Yeah, you have to. You know, when I first started at The Rock, I was working 50, 60 hours a week. I was burning out. And, you know, my boss said, Maylene, you can hire one person. But guess what? This is a nonprofit. So you have to build up your volunteer team. So I hit pause and I went back to, I'd worked for Campus Crusade for Christ for a long time. And I went back to those roots of recruiting some volunteers and building them. You know, part of each of my staff team's role is not just doing their job, but investing in our volunteers, seeing how they're doing, seeing what projects and things they want to work on. Because some of those volunteers, they're professionals in and of their own right. And so they have an opportunity to serve at the church in a capacity they might not be able to do in their professional business setting. So, you know, we love getting to shepherd people. And also at the same time, there's volunteers on our team that, you know, we just let them kind of run with it because they have better ideas and better things than we could ever come up with.
That's so amazing. So amazing. I've got so many questions that are just bouncing around my head, and I know we've only got a few minutes, so I'm going to have to kind of wrap up and summarize. So describe in a minute or two, how do you coordinate your various social media channels? Which ones do you use most strategically? And then make a brief mention about your online campus strategy and your mobile apps.
Perfect. So, you know, for us, whenever I talk to churches and nonprofits, and they're asking, okay, what should we do? Should we do Pinterest? Should we do Vine? Should we do, you know, all these different things? There's always something new and, you know, new and up and coming in social media. But what I always tell people is ask yourself, what is the highest and best use of your time? And this is not just with social media. This applies to anything. But especially in the world of social media, there's always going to be something new. So you have to ask yourself, what's the highest and best use of my time? What's going to get the biggest bang for my buck? You have to know your target audience or your congregation and what they're engaged in. We use Twitter, but a lot of our congregation doesn't engage with Twitter. So it's a tool that we use, but it's not the main tool that we use. For us, Facebook has had the biggest, you know, the biggest followership. So that's one of the things we use as well. We also have a Pinterest. We try to, whenever we're going into a sermon series or Easter or something like that, we're putting boards together that go along with that theme of the message series or the holiday. So that way our ministry leaders and staff can go to that and just almost use it as a library of resources and just pull content down. And then in terms of our satellite strategy, our satellite campuses, they stream the message from that Pastor Miles shares on Sunday. But there's also a full staff there that is supporting that. So that way people have an interaction and a touch point at each campus. So it really makes that big church more personable and friendly.
How about your online campus? Is that just to watch the live stream, or do you actually try to cultivate relationship and develop disciples?
Yeah, we have a whole volunteer and staff team that, you know, that is online when those services are going, answering people's questions, engaging with them. Because, again, we don't want people just to feel like they're watching it. We want them to feel like there's a community there. And, you know, we had an instance where someone was watching online and they said they wanted to commit suicide. So one of the people that was responding, you know, was able to get in contact with some authorities and help intervene in that situation. So things like that where, you know, you have to have someone that's responding to those comments and inquiries and things like that. So, and also when people accept Christ online, there's almost an altar call ministry that's helping follow up with those people as well.
That's really good. That's really good. You're engaging them in real time. And then last item, I just saw a new app called Miles a Minute that was launched just a month ago. with a daily video with Pastor Miles sharing a devotional thought. How is that launch going?
It's going great. I think there's about 70,000 followers on Facebook right now, and I haven't checked the YouTube numbers lately, but people are excited about it because people just want a little inspiration in their day, whether they're sitting in the office, you know, on their morning jog, their 1 minute devotionals. And again, it goes back to that principle of being able to share stuff, share content with your friends and family that might not know Christ. And so the Miles a Minute devotionals are really messages that anyone can relate to no matter where they're at spiritually. And so that's one of the things that's coming out on Android in a couple of weeks. So, you know, the iPhone, it's already up and running for the iPhone. So, you know, it'll be up and running for Android in a couple of weeks.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Mei-Ling Starkey from the Rock Church in San Diego. Thanks for connecting with us.
Thank you, DJ.
Thank you, Mei-Ling Starkey, for joining me here on the Social Media Church podcast. So glad to hear of what you're doing and what you're helping others to do as you have opportunities to share about using social media effectively in the nonprofit and church context. And when it comes to a large operation like that, you've really got to be on your toes and keep a clear head on how to hit your metrics and reach as many people as possible. And so you get a bit of the culture and how they see the role of social media in sharing the gospel of Christ and helping as many people to experience the good news and helping as many people as possible and helping as many people as possible to experience the good news of Jesus Christ and how he can make the biggest difference in them and through them. Again, check the show notes at socialmediachurch.net for links to the Rock Church, the newly launched video devotional app called Miles a Minute, and I'll link to each of their social media channels so that you can get a look at how they produce and share the stories of life change happening through the ministries of the Rock Church. This past week, I also did a soft launch of a new webpage on the socialmediachurch.net site that gives you a real-time dashboard of the number of likes of popular churches on Facebook. And on this page, you'll be able to see the top churches with Facebook pages that have the most likes. And I don't have a concise way to say that. I don't know whether to call that the top churches on Facebook or the top Facebook pages of churches or the most popular Facebook pages with the highest number of likes. Something like that. I think you can catch the gist of it. And it's not an easy list to pull together, but I spent some time pulling it together and I'm able to show you on this page the real-time numbers of likes with popular churches. And one of the secret ways of doing that is to have a big church or a radio ministry or a television ministry where you have a big audience that would be interested in your pastor or your preacher's teachings. But there's also another church in San Diego that I'm trying to get in touch with called Canvas Church. And from what I can tell, it's not a super large church, like in the over 2,000 kind of range, which sociologists consider mega churches. But they have well over 100,000 likes, and they're just a normal-sized church, as far as I can tell. Maybe in the 200 to 500 range, maybe close to 1,000, I'm not sure. But they have a disproportionately number of likes and activity on their Facebook page for a church of their size. And that's, I'm sure there's a great story behind that, and I want to give a shout out to them to say, hey, let's get you on a conversation here at the Social Media Church, and you don't have to be big in order to have a huge impact. So that's somebody I'm looking to get on in a future episode. So if you're there, ping me here at socialmediachurch.net. We'd love to have a conversation with you and share a little bit of what you've learned to connect with so many people. Here's a call to action to you. So if your church is not listed on that page, add a comment on this episode or on Twitter or on Facebook, and then I'd be happy to add your church's Facebook page onto that list. Now, granted, almost everybody on the list has over 20,000 likes, but, you know, we can break that trend, and if you have a few less than that, that's okay. We're just trying to build a nice list where people can see just how many people are being impacted through the power of Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, you know, they change the rules every once in a while, whenever they feel like it, basically. And there's been some recent changes. And as soon as I get my head wrapped around it, or if you know someone that understands Facebook really well, let me know. And I'd love to pick their brains and have them share the insights of how to use Facebook effectively with the recent changes. And then there's been kind of a study or pseudo study saying that like 80% of Facebook users will be leaving the network in the next few years. We'll see. We have yet to see how things will develop. And that's one of the nature of social media and technology, that it does change very quickly. It is constantly developing. And once you get on the treadmill, you have to keep up. And that's what we aim to do here at the Social Media Church Podcast, to help those conversations continue so that as we learn together, we can make those course adjustments as well as get better at what we're doing, because we love connecting with people. I've been also doing a little research on my own just to see what people are looking for through the Google search engine. I'll share with you a bit of my observations on that list of keywords that are popular searches related to Social Media Church. So tune in next week for that observational analysis. I'm going to wrap up this episode here. Thank you for tuning in again. And if you're not a subscriber, you can subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher using RSS, Stitcher. And I'd certainly love to hear from you if you would take a minute to drop me a line on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, even YouTube, email, or voicemail. The number is 949354-3216. The number again, 949354-3216. The website is socialmediachurch.net. My name is DJ Chuang. Join me next week for more conversations with church leaders about social media. And until then, we'll stay connected online.